Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live. Got something? Are we good? Yes or no? Got something? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, we are live with Ron. Thank you, Ron. We're good. We're good. We got you, man. Hey, we're live at the Dream Cruise 2016 on Woodward Avenue, right on the corner of Maple and Woodward. First car coming in, the RDJ toy, Ferrari. We saw the F-12 just recently. Let's start the show with a shout-out to our troops around the world. Remember what we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Porsche Panera coming in right now. Blue Steel, CJ5, 1963 Corvair, and the Striker. That's the slingshot from Polaris. About $27,000 coming up here right now. 1967 Chevy Nova. Let's see what size engine we got in there. Holy smokes, Batman. 5.0 Mustang. More Ferraris out here. 1979 Ford F-150 pickup truck. And earlier tonight on Talking Cars on the video side, I was standing here and a young man by the name of Ron was here with his beloved. So, Rob, we want to say thanks for helping us out in Talking Cars. Tell us your name and what city you're, your first name and city you're from.
My first name is Ron, and we're from South Lyon, my wife and I, Shirley. And,
your wife or your daughter?
Well. And the troops can hear me.
You have a chance.
So, God bless them all, and it's elected to take care of
me. Well, we appreciate that. Well, we appreciate that. You know, we've been out here for an hour. We've seen almost every kind of car out there. We'll get to Shirley in just 1 second. Anything in particular you're looking for out here or just having fun?
I'm a big Chevy fan.
Chevy fan, okay. Now, right in front of us, it looks like a 67 and 2016. Which one are we taking home? You can only have one.
I'll take the most expensive.
Okay, we're going with this one right now. A friend of ours back in Chicago just picked up a 2016, and he picked it over the Corvette. He said it was a better ride. $58,000 on that Camaro. So I go through there. Ron, thanks for dying. Will you go over and say hi to Shirley? Hi, Shirley. How about a shout out to our troops real quick? Say hi, troops. Say hi, troops.
Troops, the guy.
Okay. There you go. All the troops. All right, let's take a look at some cars. I'm going to be bad. So right here, we got a couple of Pontiacs coming out here right now. Honda are out here. And we got a Dodge, looks like, back in the day. And there it is, 1975 Lincoln Mark IV. And the hood on that car is about 12 feet long. Porsche Boxster, Ford Firebird, Porsche 914. We're live at the Hunter House right now. Last year we had the Beatles that were out here. In fact, that's some great music. 1974 Mustang, and the DL1 Camaro last year. We were with the Camaro Club, National Camaro Club, at the Marriott. A lot of Pontiacs here tonight. And a 1957 Pontiac Belle, probably one of the more popular vehicles out there. And the Z71 Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Just beautiful. Mini Cooper. BMW 3.30, 330 convertible. Chevrolet Corvette, dark brown. We're going to guess it's a 1974. And the Cadillac Escalade. Coming up right behind a Ford Power Stroke wagon, Z71. People are just out here. Big T-shirt outlet here. We're right in front of Greenleaf Trust. Across the street is Kroger and Foster Laylord Floors. And, of course, the Hunter House. 1965 Pontiac Bonneville looks like. We can't see it's a convertible. Looks like a convertible coming through there. Guys, welcome to Detroit. Have a little bit of fun here today. And we got the Mazda, or is that a GTR? There it is, 1965 Pontiac Bonneville. And a Nissan GTR coming through, 911 Porsche Turbo Carrera. Let's go with the Chevelle right here. Blue with white stripes. Is it an SS? Yes, it is. And it is a 454, and the model year is 1971. Here we go. Ford Fairlane back in the day. I'm going to say it's a 65. A lot of Challengers out here tonight. And a 382 Hemi. Real strong. Pontiac Solstice, not made anymore. If you remember the show, The Apprentice, Donald Trump saved the winner. Bill Rehnquist, I think his name was, saved Pontiac Solstice when he won The Apprentice right there on that car. Comes a Dodge. Well, I can't see it. What is it? Okay, here we go. Chevrolet Camaro SS, all the way headlight. And a beautiful, beautiful, let's see if I got this one right. Okay, I'm lost. I can't even tell what that is. I wish I could. I'm like, okay, so we're gonna play Stump Steve. Stump Steve. Here we go. Chevrolet El Camino. Let's look at the taillight. And we got a 73 Z28. Got the full bumper on it. And the bigger fin. Mustang out here tonight. Dodge Charger, Oldsmobile Brougham, Chevrolet Chevelle, Maserati TC, made in America, shipped to Italy by Pininfarina, and brought back again. Beautiful vehicle. And we got a little scooter down here. We call that a scooter truck. Two scooter trucks, NASCAR. At the Chicagoland Motor Speedway in Joliet, Illinois. And our friends back at the Autobahn Country Club, Mark Basso, Kevin Rogers, and Mr. Gritter. Got a Chrysler Growler. Now, this color on this Challenger goes back to 1979. And we just call it puke, and it's part of the Super B. And it's the pack. It's the V-pack. If you saw this car on Fast and Loud with Richard Rawlings and Eric Hoffman, that's one of the cars they stole the engine out of right there. Go through it. Right behind him, you're looking at, again, the Chrysler Prowler out there with the small bumper in front. And a Chevrolet Corvette convertible. Bigger tires, 19-inch. Look at that. Boy, is that pretty. Boy, is that pretty, and the car's nice, too. Okay, so we're coming back here again. Not as pretty as you, Shirley. Not as pretty as you. Okay. Coming back again. We're going to see that. And we have the Bonneville GT. So when Pontiac stopped making the GT, that was a beautiful vehicle. It's got the sliding roof. Comes up on the sunroof. Actually comes off and slides back over the hardtop. Very unique. Very unique. Got a Chrysler Town & Country van. 1979 Pontiac Grand Prix with the split headlights. And in that car, Fun Therapy. F and Therapy. There we go. Let's name that car. F, letter N, Therapy. Coming back, what? GMC pulling up here on a Denali. Beautiful truck. And right behind it, Chevrolet Camaro. Oldsmobile Cutlass station wagon coming up. And it looks like I'm going to guess a Lexus convertible coming up. On the other side, we can almost see that far. Not too many Hondas here tonight. Shout out to all our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine friends out there. Coast Guard, we love you. You are not forgotten. And cars are firing up. Let's get back to the Camaro. It's Camaro Day at Woodward, live at the Dream Cruise, right here. And that was, there's the red convertible, and back again, the new Fiat Spider for 2016. It's got the Subaru engine in it, so it starts at $27,995. face.car. Chevrolet Corvette Z06 red taking a heat right off the block. Coming in short and low. Short and low, 1976. 76? Can't 76? 1976. That car weighs 6,238 pounds. 74. 74. Do I hear 75? Do I hear... Okay, I was close. I was close. A little bit to go through, though. Let's see what's coming up right now. Woodward Cruise. Here's a good-looking hat. We like that hat right there. Go, is that Air Force hat? Thunder, sir. Welcome home. Welcome home. Friend of ours just came by. Sitting in this beautiful Bonneville. Good to see you, brother. I got three sons in the Air Force. Coming up here, Pontiac GTO, taking it up here again. People smoking, Hummer H1 coming across. There's a Monte Carlo, the GTX. We're going to say 76, the Chrysler. And on the back it says, tough enough, all the way from Michigan. And the Chrysler convertible. Here in the background, the Hunter House out there, and it's the Chrysler 200, black-on-black-on-black convertible. You can watch this show live every Saturday morning on Talking Cars, CARZ, with your host, Pete Tomaszewski. Ford Thunderbird Retro coming out, 1974 Mustang on the other side. We can see over there. And there is the, gosh, remember the year, remember the year, remember the year, 2011 Indianapolis 500 pace car. Corvette, bronze, had about 500 of those on the track. Very popular car. Come back down to it. Coming up right now, we're looking at a GMC Yukon XL right behind it, a blacked-out Dodge Charger, stock side, a little Mustang going on over there. The cars are taking off. You can hear them, and they're going to go about 20 feet and stop. Porsche 924. We can see that far. And now we're back to the Chrysler and the Corvette Stingray. Coming by here, red with black interior. Yeah, it looks like a 1965-66 Cadillac. Can't remember now. Cadillac in 1905 made one car called the Calais. With no air conditioning. It's the first time Cadillac ever made a car without air conditioning. They made it in 1 year, came in one color, and then they dropped it in 1966. And the Fairlane is back with that beautiful red vehicle. Super Duke Scoop. And you can just hear this car. Let's see if we can hear it a little closer. Ford. Krager SS Supermax on them. You can hear this car going long. It's going to light. You can't light them up. It's got about 20 feet in front of them. That's all it can go. But that's America right there. That's when cars were cars. Beautiful. Right behind it, holding tight. Ford 27, 2000. Coming up right here, 1982 Pontiac. Got some motorcycles in there, 911. And Mercedes coming by with the new CLA 4MATIC. Crads are kicking in, Chevrolet. Ford Fusion. A lot of Mustangs starting to pick up here again. Coming up right now. The 2016 Mustang, America written on the license plate, and the Buick coming alive here. And this is a Regal, a Buick Regal, coming across the front, a Nissan GT-R. Now, that is a four-wheel drive, and it's also known as the Skyline in Japan. That is starts at $110,000. Usually, a dealer won't even order one unless they want it for himself. And when that car gets on the track with four-wheel drive, nobody will even race it. So it's a fun car. It rides like a dream. Nissan GT-R, $110,000 out the door, all yours today. 2016 Ford Mustang, Pontiac GTO, 1965. Chevrolet Chevelle, 1970s, got the square taillight. And the E350, not 4MATIC, convertible, coming by in here today. Nice Chevrolet Chevelle, and it's called Mixed Emotion. Chevrolet Yellow. What a night here in Birmingham, Michigan. Friendly people right on the corner of Woodward and Maple. You wanted to be here, and the Volvo's coming up. Now, Volvo made a car, a race car, back in the day called the P18 and the Plymouth Barracuda convertible. 74? What year? 70? 67. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Wow. Right in a row here, 7 Barracuda, 57 Chevrolet, a piece of history right here, right now. That is just beautiful, and your car is nice, too. Okay. There's just coming back out here. So, we're live here today at Talking Cars, and it's a beautiful deep blue Barracuda with, like, stock wheels. Should have a 383 in it, if I remember correctly, plus or minus. Hi, guys. 1957 Chevrolet back to a GTCS, very custom car. Here's a C4 Corvette. We'll be down at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky in September. Take a look around, see if they fix the big hole in the ground that fell through. Jaguar making an appearance here today. Thanks for coming, Band and Plow. And 1967 Buick LeSabre. And a Michigan Wolverine just goes by in his red Corvette. Notice he's got the stripe or the split windows. That is an option, and it's an add-on option. And it's literally a piece of fiberglass. It's retro to 1963. Just one of the most beautiful cars in the industry today. It's got the chrome roll bar on it and the bigger fin on the back with the side exhaust. Just absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Ford Mustang right behind it. Hi, guys. And the Chevrolet Camaro looks like a 2015 coming up there. Right behind it, Dodge Challenger TA Hemi under glass. 1972 Chevy Nova. Stock Prager S-Sethers. Pontiac Grand National. That car was selling for $10,000 3 years ago. Today it starts at $35,000. Thank you to Mecham Auto Auction, Phil and Frank Dana, the Subaru WRX. Hot vehicle. Coming up, the 2015 Chevrolet Camaro. You can tell the difference in the taillights. Doesn't have the dots in the center. Tracy Corbett, Tracy Performance, our friends out there. 586-772-0000. There you go. For sale. CorvetteForSale.com. There's a very smart entrepreneur. Now we're getting into a few of the oldies but goodies. And there's the Chevrolet. Beautiful as it comes down through here. And we got the Chinese fire drill going. We're going to tune in to some music here in a minute. And the Lexus, let's see which Lexus we got here. It's a 350. Bob Rorman Lexus in Arlington Heights with the 460. One of the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen. Starts at $91,000. You can lease it for about $800 a month. Back to the show. Pontiac GTO Coupe, retro year. And it's Charger Day. One, two. Two Chargers in a row. Can we make it three? Nope. Up comes the Pontiac. back to Fiat. And in 2014, GT noticed the taillight option that year. Ford Mustang Shelby Cobra with chrome letters on the back. What year is your bet? 76. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful silver color. We call that Greyhound, where we come from. Got the Hoosier tires. A shout out to our friends at Hoosier Tires and to Gingerman Raceway. We're going to be back up at Road America for Festival Day in October. Come on up and join us on the track with the Midwest Sports Car Club of America. Shout out to all of our friends out there, MSSCA. As we're walking around here, we got ice cream cones going, we got soda, we got music, we got the Beatles, we got it all going on Talking Cars every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the action. There is the Hellcat. They keep trying to claim the fame of that Hellcat. They say that's the highest produced horsepower car in the nation. And I tell you what, Corvette and Mustang back to Denver. So we'll let them fight it out. Coming up, Cadillac Eldorado, not too many convertibles made, very beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. And the GMC Typhoon, this was a neat truck. Little two-door coupe, like the old K5 Blazer, but shrunk down in half. And it's back to Charger Day. Charger really taking over here tonight. Every Chrysler and Dodge dealer had gotten their Chargers, and they're driving down here. I'm probably making the most sense right now. I'm looking at a Volvo station wagon, and they're hauling a trailer with some couches on the back. So not only can you be in the parade, but you can look around, and probably one of the smarter things to do if you want to sit in traffic and inhale fumes all day. But standing here at the side, a little bit of fun. And away we go with Honda Civic two-door coupe. Chrysler 300, Charger Corvette, Charger Pontiac GTO, Chrysler 200 convertible, 2006. Corvette, and there is the Can-Am motorcycle. And let's look at this beautiful 1969 Deep Purple Chevelle SS 454 Krager SS mags. We're kicking it right here, right now, live, right in front of the Hunter House. Welcome, cruisers. Wonder where we're standing, right in front of the Kroger, and a little bit of fun right here live on the Woodward Dream Cruise. 1955, we can't see the taillights. We're going to guess 55, can't see that far. Power stroke wagon. And more Super B, B-Pack. Ford Mustang. And, of course, the always ever-present. Coming up right now, a lot of pickup trucks starting to enter from the Chevrolet HR1 SSR pickup truck. And here we go, the original Transformer. I told you Optimus Prime would be here. Transformer van pulling in the parking lot. Right now, if you don't know, the next Transformer movie is being shot in Howell, Michigan, and Optimus Prime will be making a scene here tonight right on Woodward Drive. We don't know when or where. I think it'll just come out of the sky. And we get back into our 1950s category, baby blue Chevrolet, and we can't tell if it's a 200 and or not, Bel Air. It is a four-door, and just the beautiful red calipers on this Corvette. And it's the Stingray edition. And a 1958 GMC pickup truck.
not getting any better at this. Plymouth Roadrunner, 440, coming through. Beautiful paint jobs we've seen right here. Lincoln Town Car. All right, we're back to the Corvettes. Cadillac's coming in, starting to group together. And the Dodge Chargers coming back strong. So, Herman Munster's car just pulled in. Beautiful trike just came in here. 21-inch wheels on that trike. There you go. There you go. This is where you want to be. On the drink booth. On Woodward Avenue in Maple. Beautiful downtown Birmingham. Charger, charger, charger. All right, Detroit. ...1984 Corvette Wrangler CJ5, life is good. 1975-76 Ford Mustang, black on black convertible. And we go back to the Porsche 911. And on that car, you used to be able to order it. That looks like a factory color. I don't see the piping on the interior. But on that car, you can actually order the color of the tread on the piping. It takes 3 to 6 months to get it. It's a newer model, unless you've got the pop-up taillight. Porsche Carrera 2. And the police are out tonight. Here we go. There we go. Ford GT 500. Ford is back strong. Mustang's coming up again. Mustang, Mustang, Mustang. 1970 Mustang, orange hugger, orange black hood. Let's see what's got a shape. Nope, got a static hood. Hummer H1. Let's see which model Mustang we have here. We're going to guess it's a 70. And we are correct. 1970 Mach 1, 351. Hugger orange. Volkswagen Doom Buggy. Do-it-yourself kit. Mustang, Mustang, Mustang. So it looks like a Mustang. Shout out to our friend. Chrysler PT Cruiser. Last year made, 2010. Beautiful vehicle. Shout out to all of our friends at Chrysler. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You name it, we do it. And it's Ford, Mustang, 5.0, it's Mustang time right now, folks. They're pulling out. Everybody's on their phone. Dumpster rentals, there you go. Get yourself a Corvette and then promote your business on the Corvette called Dumpster Rentals. Okay, for the show. 1972 Chevelle Green SS. Convertible. Very, very, very hard color to look at on that Chevelle. It could be a Malibu. We'll see in a second. Usually it has Malibu on its side. It's been repainted. They've taken it off. And the Polaris Can-Am Motorcycles Corvette is back. And we have two Can-Ams out there right now. Probably a better way of getting around, little Honda 50, two and Trump. And it looks like a 1970 Mercury Cougar. Got a little bit broader stance than the 69. We'll look at the taillights here in a second. The sound system on the Can-Am will probably carry this whole place. Chevrolet Corvette taking the field. Let's look at this Mustang. We're going to guess it's a 70. Let's take a look. And, yep, Roo, Buckaroo, 1970 Cougar. There we go. Dick Chevelle. Ford Mustang making a cruise. Rolling Stones in the background.
And a shout out to our friends at the Bloomfield Township Police Department coming by right now. Hope they're safe. There's a smart guy trying to sell his dune buggy with a for sale sign on Woodward Avenue. There we go. 5.0 Ford Mustang 2014. Beautiful car. We're looking here. This could be a 70.5 Z28. Let's see if the bumper split. And yes, it is a 1970.5. There we go. The horse has got the split bumpers. They actually did not make a 70 after the 69 Z28. They came out with 70.5. And you'll notice the smaller stipple on the back, the spoiler, is only about 4 inches high. In the following years, they came up to be about 6 inches high, and then rounded out the taillights. Beautiful, original color, bronze with the stripes. 70.5, Z28. Take it away, Jimmy. Light them up. Need to hear some Fords out here. Need to hear that 500. Spit it out. In the background, you're listening to the Hunter House. Let It Bleed album. For the Hells Angels, where the security team for the Rolling Stones, famous thing back in the day. A couple of motorcycles coming by, F41. Yeah. And there is a car. No, I mean a motorcycle. It's a trike. 1979 Pontiac Trans Am with the Super Chicken, the Thunder Chicken on the hood. Love that car. 1969 Chevrolet Camaro. Let's see, it's a 350. Got the little wider wheels on the back. Hugger orange cowl induction. Beautiful car. Z28 day here. International Harvester travel all. A lot of kids. Great to see a lot of kids out here tonight. This is America. This is what you're fighting for. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We love you. You are not forgotten. Back to the action. Chevrolet Corvette C7. Starting price, $58,000 out the door. Yo, yo, yo. Back live. Let's look at the taillights. And we're going to say 61 Chevrolet Bel Air. Taken field, unique color, beige gray. I forget how they call that color. Right now, Mustang taking the field back. And we see out there again, Michigan State Police. A shout out to all our friends at the Michigan State Police Department. Thanks for being with us tonight. And the Volkswagen. Let's see which model this is. Volkswagen actually made a car called a Phaeton. The Volkswagen Phaeton was a $90,000 car. And even a dealer, every dealer wanted one, and now they don't know what to do with it. Do you have enough fun, Ron? Good to meet you. Surely very nice to meet you. We'll see you November 17th at the party. Okay. Having a little bit of fun. Be safe. Thanks for joining us on Talking Cars. Call me anytime, Ron. I'll look for your call. Call me anytime. I'll look for your call.
Okay.
Mustang taking a field back. No, you could have sold this spot for about $20 if you waited one more minute. Okay. You can hear Angel with the devil with the blue dress on. All the pretty girls out here tonight. And that Hellcat making a big appearance here on Woodward Drive. 630 horsepower. Now, right behind them, the Ford Mustang GT500.
Take care.
Nice to see you. Hi, Shirley. Big fun. Big fun here tonight. So will the Corvette, the Hellcat, or the GT500 Mustang be the number one production car in 2017. We will see. Right now, you can see the taillights backed up for just about a mile on both sides. Hunter House music going out in the background. Way too much fun here on the Woodward Dream Cruise. Got a little chopped. Pick up. And there it is again. There is the Roush. Or is it Saline? Wow. Hey, a shout out to our friends Molly Saline at Saline Mustang out in California. We'll be at the Cargo Auto Show February 2017. We always get a chance to see the Saline folks, all the family out there. A special shout out to them. And I always see a Saline Mustang come by. How cool is that? That's very cool. Coming up right now, 78 Firebird. Right behind it, Lamborghini Gallardo. Right next to a Chrysler Sebring. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. In fact, it's an Aventador, or Aventador, pardon me. So a shout-out to our friends at Gold Coast Import in Chicago, Joe Perillo, all our great friends down there, Mancuso Motorsports, Lamborghini in Downers Grove, Illinois, all of our friends out there. Brought us straight to Mustang, taking the field with the SSR and the Chargers on the other side of the fence. Right behind it, we have a Cutlass 442. I'm going to say 1966. And a very light green gray. Trying to get a little up. Herstal, Doc Watson designed that Herstal WD-40. There it is, official pace car, 1973. We're guessing. It's out here tonight. And there's our 911. Porsche Boxer, I'm sorry. By a little fast. Chrysler making a very strong appearance here tonight. And the IROC Camaro SS out there for the evening. And there's our friend with the V8 Cadillac. Chrysler 200. Ford Escape making a scene here right now. And the Mercedes-Benz GLK. They say the people in marketing don't know what they're doing. Well, Mustang started it, then it went to Camaro, then it went to Challenger, and that when you think about it, you go to buy a 1969 Ford Mustang, it's going to cost you about $25,000, $30,000. So they brought it back brand new, 2014, and hey, you got a brand new car, brand new engine. In fact, right here, Alfa Romeo coming by, beautiful car. Shout out to our friends Rick Mancuso at Mancuso Motorsports. Beautiful vehicle. And a 914 Porsche. 1975. Looks like Chevrolet. Well, I'm getting dizzy. And a Seville convertible. Don't see too many of those out there. Eldorado, Pontiac Solstice. Charger, Charger, Charger. And Plymouth Barracuda. And that's going to be about it for our show tonight. So let me tell you, I want to say a special thanks to all of our folks out there, Audubon Country Club, Road America, Gingerman Raceway, Michigan International Speedway, Laguna Seca, Sebring, Homestead, Daytona. Love your folks out there. Motor City Rally, car number 124, Dr. Barlow out there today. There you go. Now we got some steel going. You can hear it all on Talking Cars. So get ready when we start our brand new season in October. First week in October, Talking Cars will be live at the dealership and at the track. And a beautiful 1965 Buick Riviera, baby blue, absolutely magnificent. Just don't make cars like that anymore. Doesn't get any prettier than that. Wow, what an evening. So a special thanks to our friends at the Hunter House. We're going to get one more song. We're going to get some music here in a minute. Let's see what else we got going. Have a little bit of fun. Thanks, guys. at the gym. I'm probably a little dizzy right now. And we're going to go into a little bit of music here in a second. And we're live at the Hunter House. Here we go. Metro Rockway.
Well, I'll just came on anyways.
Let's listen in. Let's see what they got to say.
So we're going to slow it down for one to give us a little bit of a rest until we rock out for the rest of the night. Again, we want to thank you guys. We've had a great time so far. Thank you so much for making us feel welcome. Speaking of insides, we were talking about those earlier. Paul McCartney did a tune back in the day called Chess. The B side is this one. It goes like this. Nice and salt and waltzy tune.
Live from the Hunter House. Here we go. Let's listen in.
You gave me something I understand. You gave me love in the palm of my hand. I can't tell you how I feel. My heart is lying for you. Let me know.
You're listening to Talking Cars at the Woodward 2016 Dream Cruise. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Good night, Chester.
I want to tell you about the time. I want to tell you that you're coming to be mine. Oh, I can't tell you how I feel. My heart is dying for you. Let me roll it.
It's really been a talking car. Tune in anytime. Call into our show, 909-202-8714. What would you like to do? Hey, let's do some talking cars. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Talking Cars. All right, we got time for one more song. Let's hear it. We got a couple out there here tonight. Tomorrow live on Talking Cars.